Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Mike Sempervivi will not be joining us here today. He is on dad duty, and as a result, he will be replaced by another dad. Josh Nason is going to be on the show today. And we have a lot of stuff to talk about. We'll take your phone calls, emails, text messages, on topic as always, Monday through Thursday. If you want to give us a call, the toll-free line, 844-411-5411. That is 844-411-5411. And you can send your text messages here today to 425-780-7566. I am on Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. Follow me there. Last night was the 900th edition of SmackDown. And a lot of stuff happened, not the least of which is we have a new Intercontinental Champion in the form of The Miz. That means there are some changes to the Survivor Series card. It will no longer be Sami Zayn versus Dolph Ziggler. And I know Sami Zayn was upset that he won't be able to steal the show on Sunday. Not that that's the important thing in professional wrestling. It should be about winning and losing. And it should be about winning and losing. Because if The Miz loses to Sami Zayn, the Intercontinental Championship goes to Raw. And, of course, Kalisto will be facing Brian Kendrick for the Cruiserweight title. And if Kalisto wins the Cruiserweight title and all of the Cruiserweights are going to SmackDown. Now, you can see where they should be going here. They may not be going that direction, but you can see where they should be going. So we can talk about that here on the program today. The Undertaker not only returned, but announced that he was back. We'll talk about that and so much more. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline at USA Radio Network.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with the Grainger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 Citation List. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Grainger.com/lockout, tagout. And now a word from Grainger.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We are joined by, not Mike Sempervivi, Josh Nason is here today. Joining us on the program to talk all of the news, a new father. Josh, what's going on?
Oh, you know, all kinds of stuff. How's your territory doing?
My territory? It's doing just fine. How's your youngster?
She's doing great. She is 5 weeks old this past Monday, growing like a weed, as they say. But she's great. Sleep is minimal, and overall life is good.
All right, so last night was the 900th edition of SmackDown. And when it was over, we got some big changes to the Survivor Series card here. We have 6 matches here on the show. And obviously, they may add some more stuff. It's a 4-hour show. And so I presume they'll be adding some stuff, some pre-show matches, that sort of deal. But, I mean, we do have a lot of names on the show already. And I want to look at this card here and talk about some possibilities. Before the break, we were talking about the Miz versus Sami Zayn match and the Brian Kendrick versus Kalisto match. And it's a broken record, but what they can do is what they should do, and that is send the Intercontinental title to Raw, because the show is 3 hours long, and it's not like they haven't had 2 singles titles on Raw before. Like, 6 months ago, they did. And then Brian Kendrick can lose the Cruiserweight title to Kalisto, and all of the Cruiserweights go to SmackDown, which is where they should have been in the first place, and it makes it easier with the taping of 205 Live, which kicks off in 2 weeks, because that show is going to be airing after SmackDown. So what's the point of having the Cruiserweights work Monday and Tuesday, paying them for 2 days, when you could just move them over there where they should be and pay them for 1 day? So I think that's what's going to happen. It is very possible it won't happen, and there will be no changes. And if that's the case, I don't know why they bother doing all of these storylines, because it sets everything up perfectly, and to not do it is just, what's the point of even teasing them?
Well, because it'd be a swerve, right? I mean, isn't that kind of the old Russo trick is to, once you think it's going to go one way, go in a different direction?
Well, you know, I thought we'd gotten rid of Vince Russo by now.
Well, hopefully. Well, he's still around at some point. But yeah, I mean, that makes sense. And I think people just for the more Ranallo connection with obviously him doing the Cruiserweight Classic, the Daniel Bryan connection obviously on SmackDown, it just makes a lot of sense. And if you have the 2 titles on Raw, it's like, you know, they're secondary titles, you know, big deal. I'm just hoping that at some point they'll get the women all over to Raw. And that way it'll just be, you know, 2 separate divisions. You have more depth. And you have better matches, because as we've seen, the thinner the divisions are, obviously the less opportunities you have. And you know, the cruiserweights in general, they need a kick in the butt. I think everyone realizes that. And how they've been going in books so far, it just hasn't worked. So hopefully a change will do them good, and 205 Live will do them good, and we'll see where we're at here. Given that what happens in Survivor Series that we think is going to happen. After that happens, then we'll kind of see, you know, give it a couple of months and see where we're at. And I know people are not that optimistic given how WWE views smaller guys, but, you know, like our president, you have to have some optimism. Otherwise, you know, you're just going to be sad all the time.
I can't believe you got a Trump reference in here. Listen, I know that they got all the cruiserweights on one show, but they like having women on the show. So I don't think there's any chance that they bring all of the women to one brand. They should. I mean, the idea that you've got six women fighting for a world title on each brand, I mean, that's ridiculous, but that's the way they want to do it. Now, there is a Team Raw versus Team SmackDown women's match. There is a Team Raw versus Team SmackDown men's match. And there is the Team Raw versus Team SmackDown tag team match. All of them Survivor Series elimination matches. And I think that the easiest way to do this is to have the Raw side win the women's match and the tag team match, and have the SmackDown side win the, I guess, main event men's traditional Survivor Series elimination match. Because The Undertaker did return during a Cutting Edge segment with Edge, and it was a very interesting return because it was just a month ago where we had photographs of The Undertaker on crutches, and it looked like he was in really bad shape. Turns out the guy had hip surgery. And every year around November, The Undertaker, no matter what he said at Mania, and this year he said it again, "I'm done, I'm retired." Every year around November, he comes back, and sure enough, here he is, November 15th, he came back. And interestingly enough, he didn't even come back for just like a one-time appearance to make a special SmackDown 900 surprise appearance for the fans. He came back, he said that WrestleMania was not his legacy. He didn't say it was his legacy, but basically he said, "I'm not all about WrestleMania anymore. I'm back, I'm here on SmackDown. I'm going to be digging some graves." And he said, "The SmackDown men's team better win at Survivor Series or you will have to deal with me." So, it looks like Undertaker's going to be working semi-regularly on SmackDown, which I find hard to believe, but that's what he teased. And that does suggest that they're going to win on Sunday, because who wants to deal with the wrath of The Undertaker?
What do you... So, he's 50 years old, right? What do you make of a 50-year-old guy coming back to work regularly, even a semi-regular schedule? I'm glad from a entertainment perspective, because, you know, watching some of those matches last night, and just the, like, that tag team, that what is a 16-man tag, and all these geeks, everyone knows there's a lack of these top interesting stars. I just wonder, you know, what you would do with him. And also that the fact
I'll tell you exactly
what
I do.
Back these older guys in order to get any attention. It's, you know, the Brock Lesnar, the Goldberg, all that type of stuff. And, you know, Brian, really the big question is whether or not we're leading to Undertaker versus LeBron James at WrestleMania, given how King James shunned the Undertaker at the Cavaliers opening game, or opening night here just a few months ago.
Well, listen, if you shunned him at a game, he ain't doing a match with him. Come on.
Oh, come on.
Come on, Nason. Give me a break. But listen, you want to know what you do with The Undertaker, who, by the way, will be 52 at WrestleMania this year? Do you remember, like, 3 months ago, 2 months ago, where every couple weeks, Kane would just come out and tombstone somebody? You do the exact same thing with The Undertaker. This guy doesn't have to be there doing matches every week. He doesn't need to be in programs. The Undertaker, especially nowadays because he's a living legend, he's an attraction. He's got a ring entrance, he's got a mean look, and he's got a move. And I think that all he needs to do is every 2 or 3 weeks, you do some goofy segment and some numbskulls in the ring, and then all of a sudden the dong hits and the lights go out. You spend 10 minutes on a 2-hour show with The Undertaker's entrance. He comes out, the lights come on, he gives somebody a tombstone, and he leaves. And that's it. And everybody will be fine and happy with that. Give him a squash match once a month, and then build up to whatever he's doing in Mania.
Mark this day, friends. Wednesday, November 16th, the day that Brian Alvarez finally succumbed to sports entertainment.
What are you talking about?
That is a such an anti-wrestling type thing. Just have him come out, do something nonsensical and just go back and do that every couple weeks?
I've been watching NWA. I've been watching all of these NWA shows on the WWE Network, 6:05 on TBS. That's all anybody ever did. They came out every week and they did a squash match. They did a squash match, squash match, squash match, squash match. Every now and then they do an interview. They do another squash match. And then rarely you would see them wrestle a name on television, but mostly you had to wait for the big events. I mean, I can't even tell you the last time I saw Ric Flair do a TV match on these World Championship Wrestling shows. It was like 6 months ago. But he comes out every week and he does an interview, and every now and then he does an angle. But he's not out there wrestling every week. The Undertaker doesn't need to do that. The Undertaker needs to do a big match on pay-per-views very rarely. And every now and then he just comes out and squishes some dude.
Okay,
squishes.
So you just said he would come out and just give out random tombstones.
Sure.
You're saying
to jobbers.
Squash matches. Okay, so.
Hey, stand by. Hold on. We got to go to a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We are joined by Josh Nason, also WrestlingObserver.com. Host of Josh Nason's Punch-Out. Josh Nation. That's what you should call your crew, the Josh Nation. Josh Nason's Josh Nation on Josh Nason's Punch-Out. What do you think about that? Josh? My idea was so awesome that Josh has dropped off the show. I will get him on here in a moment, but in the meantime, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on? Hello?
Hi.
What's going on, dude? You're on the air.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Usually it's not that quick. Stay from Wisconsin. I got two questions. Do you see Raw basically getting the Intercontinental title and then uniting the belts with the match between Sami Zayn and Roman Reigns at their next show?
I don't. I guess they can
and then
do it.
The cruiserweights go over to SmackDown. Sorry.
Well, I did talk about this earlier. I do expect the belts to switch and the cruiserweights to switch, but I had not talked about the idea of merging the titles, which I suppose you can do.
It just seems superfluous to have two mid-card belts.
It does, but what was the point of having the cruiserweights on Raw?
To make Raw better because it's Raw.
Well, it was because they had 3 hours, and so they wanted more bodies in another division and another title. So they may just be thinking, I mean, before there was a brand extension, I mean, we had two singles titles on Raw anyway every week. I mean, granted, we had a bigger roster, but we did have way too many belts on that show. You had the world title, the U.S., and the Intercontinental. So there were three singles titles on Raw prior to the draft. So maybe they just figure we got 3 hours, may as well have three singles titles for the dudes. I would merge them, but that may not be their idea.
Okay. My second question was, after I watched UFC 205, it still said it was copyrighted by Zuffa. Did the Fertittas sell Zuffa or just the UFC? It just seemed weird.
That is a good question. It may have just been an old graphic, although I find it hard to believe that they didn't change that. So,
right,
I don't know.
That's what I was thinking.
Send it to the mailbag and I'll have Dave look at it.
Okay.
I'll see what he's got to say.
Thanks.
All right, thanks very much for the call. All right, hey, I'm going to go to some email questions here while I attempt to connect with Josh. This person says, the best segment didn't even make TV, the reunion of the Edgeheads. There were actually a lot of individuals that didn't make TV last night. I think, I'm pretty sure Taz was there. I think Bubba Ray Dudley was there. Trying to think of who else was on the show last night. Tommy Dreamer was backstage. I'm going to call Nason now. You guys are going to get a backstage look at what's going on. Let's see if this works. If he doesn't answer, he's going to have to wait till the next...
voicemail system. You have reached the mailbox of...
See, look at that. All righty. Let's just do some of these and we'll get Josh during the next break. This person here says... If you guys haven't heard, Undertaker and Kane stood together on the ramp. Yep, that's what we're talking about. Actually, not the Edgeheads, but the Brothers of Destruction. WWE posted a video on its YouTube of the Undertaker-Kane reunion on SmackDown last night. This person says, do you think the Undertaker coming back will turn into a retirement tour? That's not a bad idea at all. I hope they don't do it the exact same way that they did it with Ric Flair, where they kind of had a storyline for Ric Flair, but they didn't do it quite right. The storyline of Rick's going to keep wrestling, and he's got to win every single match. And the first time he loses, he has to retire. I mean, there were a lot of things they could have done with that, and they essentially screwed it all up. He could have won a world title one more time. I think the fans would have bought it. I think he could have made it work, and you could have changed the title again at WrestleMania, and he would have lost the title in his retirement. There's a lot of things he could have done with Flair. I don't think an Undertaker retirement tour is the worst thing. Problem is, he's the Undertaker. And his gimmick is that he's a dead man. And the idea that the dead guy is going to retire, I think the Undertaker should just always be lurking around. I mean, he doesn't necessarily always have to have matches, but I don't know about the idea of the Undertaker retiring. I mean, if he was the American Badass gimmick that he had for a while, where he was a biker, I could see that, but... The Undertaker seems like a guy who should never be retired. He should just always be there. You never know when he's going to show up and do something. But you could do it. It would be interesting. This person says, Raw and SmackDown, Raw versus SmackDown, has completely killed my interest in Survivor Series. I've seen the storyline play out at least three other times in the past decade. Nothing else on the show interests me enough to sit down and watch for 5+ hours. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, it's Kenny from Galveston, Tennessee.
Yes, Kenny, on topic.
I am on topic. I'm actually going to talk about the whole Miz and Sami Zayn deal for the Intercontinental Championship on Sunday. I know you guys were talking about the fact that if Zayn wins the title on Sunday, you know, he'll get to stay, he'll move to Raw. I was thinking, would it actually be kind of a weird idea to have Zayn go to SmackDown as Intercontinental Champion to feud with Miz, in the sense that you can actually build a nice program?
But that's not the storyline, Kenny. The storyline is if he wins, the title goes to Raw.
I know, that's the storyline. You know, what if Miz wins on Sunday? I mean, who does he have to face on as far as the Intercontinental title if the Miz wins? I mean, I hope Zayn wins because, you know, he really needs to push bad. He's one of my favorite wrestlers and all.
Kenny, I want to thank you very much for the call. I know I sound like a jerk because I just disconnected you, but that was a horrible phone line. I don't think that, I mean, there's a million guys. Miz can wrestle anybody for the Intercontinental title. It doesn't matter. I think it's a huge mistake if they end up doing this entire storyline and not taking advantage of it. I mean, the SmackDown should have the cruiserweights. They should have the cruiserweights for behind-the-scenes reasons, and they should have the cruiserweights for on-screen reasons. There is no reason anybody can convince me that it's better for the cruiserweights to be on Raw. It's not better. They get lost in the shuffle. It's a different audience. I think that SmackDown draws a little bit more of a hardcore audience, which I'm sure it does because the attendance is sometimes half of what Raw does. I think it's a better place for them to have matches. I think they'll be showcased better with the commentary crew, at least one of the guys. And there's just, I don't even want to discuss scenarios of them not doing this. It is such a waste of time to have done this storyline and then not pull the trigger on it. Wouldn't make any sense to me. To the phones, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Brian, how you doing?
What's going on?
Just a quick question for you. Is it at all physically feasible? Because I know he had hip surgery like a month or two ago. For The Undertaker to do anything at Survivor Series, is that totally out of the question?
Well, I think he could do something. I think he's going to be there. I don't know what he's going to do, but
right.
As a wrestler, I would not do a tombstone if I just got hip surgery. I think that
right.
A choke slam, for example, I mean, the other dude jumps. You grab his neck and he jumps and you lift him a little and I mean, Undertaker could come in choke slam guys, Undertaker could come in and clothesline guys, but I don't think a tombstone would be a good idea unless it was James Ellsworth. I think he could probably get away with tombstoning James Ellsworth.
Right, right. All right, thanks, Brian.
All right, thanks very much for the call. All right, we're going to connect with Josh after this break, but in the meantime, more of these text messages if you want to send them in. 425-780-7566, the toll-free number 844-411-5411. Stay on topic as always. This person said, what did Dolph Ziggler do to make them take the title off of him after just risking his career to win it? And did they take him off the pay-per-view completely? Well, it does not look like he is on Survivor Series, but they could always do something in one of the pre-show matches. If you guys remember when we were talking about this, when they did the storyline where Dolph had to win or retire, I mean, I told everybody on this show that I had been told he was losing, and I did not believe it. I did not believe that at the end of the day he was going to lose that match. And sure enough, he didn't. And after he won the match, that night on the show, I said, it is not out of the realm of possibility that he's going to lose the belt again this coming Tuesday on SmackDown. And it didn't happen. My point is, I know that there are people there that thought this was a great elevation of Dolph Ziggler, but I think that we all know the score, and that is that no matter what you think about SmackDown or Raw, Vince McMahon is writing both shows, and Vince McMahon sees or does not see whatever in Dolph Ziggler. And at the end of the day, Dolph Ziggler was going to be exactly where he was before, and that is, in fact, exactly what happened. Now, the one bright side to this is that if you're a fan of Dolph Ziggler, because Dolph Ziggler lost the title on SmackDown, Dolph Ziggler is not the guy who is now going to go to Survivor Series if they pull the trigger on this storyline and lose the belt for his entire brand. Miz is the one that will have this ultimate failure. It's one thing to lose the title. It's another thing to not only lose the title, but lose the title and the belt to the other brand, which I think is what's going to happen with Miz. Miz is a heel. He's a better character to do that failure. Miz versus Sami Zayn, babyface heel dynamic. I mean, I think it's better that Dolph lost it here than be the guy that failed at Survivor Series. Back in a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's master handyman, with the Grainger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 Citation List. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Grainger.com/lockout/tagout. And now a word from Grainger.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Your floors are under attack. From overwatered plants to overflowing dog bowls. But the Home Depot has new water-resistant Pergo Outlast Plus laminate flooring starting at just $279 a square foot. So you and your floors get to fight back with 24-hour spill protection that stands up to liquids for a whole day without causing damage. The next generation of laminate flooring is Pergo Outlast Plus, starting at just $279 a square foot. Exclusively from the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call. Toll-free, 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right. We're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi joins us, as always. There seems to be a lot of confusion going on about this Survivor Series. This text message here says, didn't Brian say he would trade Sammy for Miz if Sammy won the title? I presume this is Daniel Bryan. I don't know if that's the official storyline. He would trade Sammy for Miz if Sammy won the title. I don't think it, I mean, maybe this was mentioned on one of the post shows, but I don't think officially. I mean, maybe that is official. I don't even know. My understanding was only the cruiserweights would switch shows if that championship changed. I thought that if Miz lost to Sami Zayn, the belt would go to Raw, but Miz and Sami Zayn would stay on their respective brands.
Well, Brian, at first I should tell you, this is not Mike Sempervivi, it's Josh Nason.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
For the day.
You missed my whole Josh Nason spiel in the last break. I'm not going to go over it again.
That's fine. I think the fact that it's very unclear probably indicates that maybe they don't know and they can change the day. I mean, I've never, in all the brands play, never heard once, like, this belt has to stay on this brand. So they should probably clear that up. But I would, would you rather see the belt split up? Would you rather see them on one brand, or doesn't even matter at this point considering what they've done to them? I mean, it could lead.
I cannot possibly care less where the Intercontinental title goes or the U.S. title.
It could hopefully, which everyone wants, is lead to a merger of the titles, but that probably won't happen anytime soon.
Well, we had a caller asking about that when you were in limbo. The idea that you send the Intercontinental title to Raw and you do a unification match with the U.S. title, which I'm totally fine with. I'm totally fine with that idea. I don't know if they're going to do it. I don't think they know what they're doing. Let's be honest. Raw on Monday night. This was the show with Brock Lesnar, Bill Goldberg, Shane McMahon, Daniel Bryan. 2.87 million viewers. Second highest of the football season, trailing only the debut of Goldberg. They went head-to-head with the Giants versus the Bengals. 10.72 million viewers, which was down from the 11.2 million last week. First hour, 2.96. Second hour, 2.93. And then, of course, the big plunge to 2.74 in the third hour. But not a bad number for the Raw show on Monday night. And we've also got this. Season 2 of Total Bellas has been officially inked. They had the first season, which I think was 6 episodes. But they have announced today, the Season 2 pickup of Total Bellas, the spinoff to Total Divas. Second season will be 8 one-hour episodes. And we'll follow all of the usual cast of characters, Nikki, John Cena, etc., Daniel Bryan, Brie. Brie is pregnant. That's going to be one of the storylines for the show. So, yeah, more Bellas on television if you want to check that out.
Hey, Brian.
Yes.
Do you happen to hear Triple H's NXT conference call audio from Friday?
I did not.
So during that call, which is available on our site, F4W Online, WrestlingObserve.com, however you want to get to our website. If you listen to the audio, it was a very short call, but one of the things that Triple H mentioned when he was talking about 205 Live, and this just kind of came to mind when you're talking about Total Bellas coming back and, you know, more and more content, more hours, and I think we're in the content era. We know this, right? Like, more content is better than quality. We get this. But, you know,
that's not true, but that's what they think.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's very clear that all of this content is running off their audience, but they think it's great. Well,
because it's not good. But so anyway, so what I was getting at was 205 Live is Triple H basically alluded to the fact of, like, it is very tough even for him. Now, he's an executive at the company, and he's saying it's tough for him to keep up with watching Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and then also adding in now 205 Live and all the other stuff that they do. It's hard for him to keep up, but the fact is, with the network, they're saying, you know, they're doing the Netflix thing, like, watch whatever you want. Even actually mentions, like, some people may skip for a few weeks and then just binge watch a bunch of them at the same time. So it's interesting to kind of hear that, and more and more and more for some of us, they're like, do we need more Total Bellas in addition to Total Divas, in addition to this show, to this show, to this show? That now their mindset has completely changed with now they're trying to say, oh yeah, just binge it. That's fine. And watching SmackDown clips today and Raw clips and just how much everything has changed so much that you don't need to sit and watch, all this stuff. You can just, like late night shows, you can just pick and choose and watch what you want, be in and out and stay engaged with the brand. And to me, I'm wondering if ultimately that's what they care about. And if so, how they convert that into paying subscribers. So
okay.
When you mentioned the more Total Bellas, that just kind of made me think of that.
Well, let me address some of this. There's two completely different things at work here. Number one, Total Bellas and Total Divas are both on E. And whatever happens on those shows, I mean, it barely plays into the storyline. I mean, Carmella and Nikki Bella doing the deal where Carmella brings up that Nikki is John Cena's girlfriend. I mean, they almost played it up on TV like it was a scandalous thing that she'd said, even though everyone in the world knows it. And if you watch Total Bellas and Total Divas, it's not a surprise at all. But the point is, you don't have to watch Total Divas. You don't have to watch Total Bellas. But they're very important for WWE because E! Pays them millions of dollars for them. And so those two I mean, I have no problem with another season of Total Bellas, another season. If I were a shareholder, I'd be like, great. That's another few million dollars coming into the coffers. And it's not like it's taking anything away from the other shows. Now, here's the thing with this network that was made very clear when they did the last earnings call like 2 weeks ago. So they added much more content. We now have two pay-per-views every month, except for this month. But September we had two shows, October we had two shows, December we're going to have two shows. They're doubling up on the pay-per-views. And you want to know what happened during that period where they added more pay-per-views? Well, the Raw numbers are down, although that is due to football season. And the network numbers are down. So adding more pay-per-views, adding more content, you can't look at that and go, well, that was a huge positive because a ton of people bought the network because they wanted all this extra content. That didn't happen. So the network numbers did not go up, but they have the added expense now every month of doing another pay-per-view. So actually, as a shareholder, if I were a shareholder, and I'm not, but if I were, I would be looking at this going, dude, you're making a lot less money now because you're running more shows and the revenue for the network is not, you're not making up that money by adding subscribers. So it is very clear, and this to me has been clear for a long time, the amount of money that they spend on this secondary programming on the network, I mean, there's no way as a business owner I could possibly justify this. I mean, I know that like Filthy Tom liked Swerved, and I know that people watched it, but like, is there one person who is buying the network and they don't care about the pay-per-views and they don't care about NXT, but man, they got to pay $9.99 a month to watch Swerved? Of course not. And Swerved is not cheap. It would be one thing if all of these shows were cheap. But when you look at how much money they spend on the network for programming that it's very clear is not adding one single new subscriber to the network, I mean, there is a limit to adding more and more and more and more and more and more content. It is a negative right now in terms of the network. It's not a negative with Total Divas, but it is a negative in terms of the network and their bottom line.
No, I mean, you can't really say it's a negative because
yeah,
you
I
don't
can.
Know how many downloads of each program.
But no one's buying for that.
Downloads, views of each program there are. That's the thing with the networks is they can keep the digital era now. Netflix's big thing is they don't have to tell anyone who watches anything unless they want to brag about it. Same thing with WWE Network. They can literally do all these shows out there and they can say, oh, everything's fine. And I don't think it's because they're adding more stuff. I just think it's just the overall product. It's like there's nothing that people really want to watch. And the other thing with all this is, so say like a Dean Ambrose is on a Swerved.
But hold on. Hold on. It is a flat out for sure detriment to be doing two pay-per-views a month because they haven't added any new network subscribers and their costs to run those pay-per-views. I mean, if an Impact taping is $600,000, I mean, you know a live WWE pay-per-view on the network is significantly more than that. And they're not adding one new subscriber for these. So that is a flat-out detriment to the company to be running those extra pay-per-views.
Let me get this. So you're saying if they did one pay-per-view a month, their subscribers would be up?
No, if they did one pay-per-view a month, they'd be exactly the same.
But they're adding more content and more stuff which they want to do.
But you're missing my point. You're missing my point. As a shareholder or a business owner, to me, let's just say that I'm going to use just round numbers here to make it easy. Let's say that the network is generating $100 million a year. That's a nice even number. Now, let's say that to produce 12 pay-per-views and NXT live or taped or whatever, because those are the two big drivers, NXT and the pay-per-views. Let's say to only do those, it would cost you $25 million a year. So you would have $75 million in profit. Now let's say that they decide they're going to do Swerved and Legends House and what are some of the other wacky shows? Edge and Christian Show and all of these other shows. Sure. And because they're adding all of these shows for content, it is now costing them $75 million a year. But they're still only making $100 million. So your profits go from $75 million in profits to $25 million in profits, not adding one single subscriber. That's a bad business move to add all of that content.
But do we know the actual cost of these shows? Because not just
it's in these shows. Yeah, you can look at the network costs in the quarterly deal. Like, they're exorbitant. I can't believe how much they're spending on this network.
So is your theory that the reason they're doing that simply because of pure incompetence?
Well, it's not incompetence. It's not incompetence.
What is it?
Listen, to me, it's not a bad idea to try to add a second pay-per-view a month. Like, do you remember when they did Tuesday in Texas?
Mm-hmm.
So years ago, they did an experiment. And what they did was I'm pretty sure it was Survivor Series, actually. They did a screw job finish at Survivor Series. And then they announced
Hogan and the Undertaker.
Hogan and the Undertaker, yep. And then on TV, they announced, well, we're going to do a special Tuesday in Texas bonus pay-per-view where we're gonna do a rematch or whatever. Well, they announced this extra pay-per-view, and it didn't do well at all. And so they learned a lesson, and they didn't do it again. Now, when WWE decided that they were going to do this brand split, I mean, what I would have done is do an experimental second pay-per-view during the month and load it up and find out if you add a whole bunch of subscribers for that month. Instead, what they did was they just announced, we're going to be doing two pay-per-views every month. And they put it on the books, and they booked all the arenas, and they jumped in with both feet, just like they did with the network. And we're now 3 months in, and they haven't added one new subscriber doing two pay-per-views a month. So now they're stuck. Now, they can't just go, well, we're going to go back to one a month. I mean, you can't do that now. Because you've already made the decision. You didn't even test the waters. You didn't do an experiment. You just jumped in with both feet, and now you're in trouble.
I think they could go back. I think they could go back, especially at some point, if the money keeps dwindling, like you say they are. Yeah, I bet they could go back. There's always that chance. And I, you know what? It probably will happen at some point. It'll be Vince McMahon coming out and doing it, and that'll be that.
I just wonder how. How do you do it?
Oh, it doesn't matter. They think the fans have such short memories anyway. People will forget that there were two pay-per-views a month.
Actually, I wonder if people even notice there are not two in November.
I guarantee a lot actually don't. You know, the hardcores probably do, but I guarantee other ones don't. People they're just relying on people forgetting. Look at the storylines, you know, and think of trying to remember what happened 4 weeks ago. I bet most people can't.
Head to a break, everybody. Back in a moment with more Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I want to apologize for not getting all these text messages today. We got like 1,000 of them for some reason. A couple here very quickly. They did Tuesday in Texas because of Savage and Roberts, not Undertaker and Hogan. It was a good idea that didn't work. This is a bad idea that's not working. There is a difference. This person says, merge the IC, US, and Universal titles on Raw. It can be renamed the Triple Crown and forget the Universal name. It's not a bad idea. Do you think Trump could or would take actions to abolish the regulation of pro wrestling? Very, very unlikely. He's got bigger fish to fry. Raw can have 3 men single titles if they all have well-built storylines around them. That's true. And I see an interesting possibility for the Intercontinental title match. Could Miz lose the match, but keep the title and take it to Raw anyway to spite Daniel Bryan? Lose the match and keep the title. If he loses the match, he doesn't keep the title. I don't get it. Nason, plug your show.
You can listen to Josh Nason's Punch Out every single week, for the most part, on WrestlingObserver.com. Talk to some of the big newsmakers, media members, and such. We've had Ben Folks a few weeks ago, Josh Gross last week. This week, Newsday's Mark LaMonica joins the program to discuss everything that happened at UFC 205.
Mark LaMonica? You got Bubba Ray Dudley on the show?
Maybe someday. But yeah, you can listen to all the MMA news and occasionally pro wrestling on Josh Nason's Punch Out on WrestlingObserver.com.
And we are out of time, everybody. I want to thank Josh, as always. Mike, as always. I want to thank everybody. Thanks, guys. Back tomorrow with more every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. SportsByline.com for the schedule. WrestlingObserver.com for more audio. At Brian Alvarez, check that out as well. And we're out of here. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.